This podcast is brought to you by DIA, leading with science to serve the patient in our Global Neutral Forum.
Welcome, everyone. The current iteration of Good Publication Practice, or GPP, guidelines were published in Annals of Internal Medicine in late summer 2022. Called GPP 2022, these guidelines include important new topics such as working effectively with patients and helping to establish scientific and medical publications as a key function within company-sponsored research, not just within clinical research, but kind of across the scientific endeavor. I'm Lisa DiTora, and I currently work as an associate professor in writing studies and rhetoric at Hofstra University. I also do some biomedical writing consulting, and I was the lead author on the GPP 2022 update. Today, we're going to discuss the implications of GPP 2022 in the context of authorship with two expert colleagues. I'm joined today by Dr. Mira Kodakola, who's a senior director of scientific publications at AstraZeneca. Mira served as a volunteer reviewer for the 2022 update and has extensive experience in global publications and medical communications in the pharmaceutical industry. She was the corresponding author on the ISMAP authorship recommendations article, and that's for the International Society of Medical Publication Professionals. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa. Delighted to be here.
And we're also joined by Dr. Jenny Jacobson, who is a freelance medical writing and publications professional, and also the president-elect of the Delaware Valley chapter of the American Medical Writers Association. Jenny, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
So authorship is a key issue in publications management because it has implications across ethical conduct, professional relationships, and research integrity. While developments like GPP 2022 or the ISMAP authorship recommendations and its algorithm reinforce what was already understood as good practice, what are the key practical issues facing the profession now? So Mira, would you like to start us with this?
Thanks, Lisa. So in the context of authorship, I believe the key challenge still remains around defining authorship eligibility, particularly with regards to ICMJ Criterion 1. And contributions frequently are not identified and documented during research or study conduct. And this leads to a lack of universal interpretation and application of ICMJ Criterion 1, not only across sponsor organizations, but also within sponsor companies. And in this regard, as you mentioned, Lisa, earlier, the ISMAP Authorship Task Force published their recommendations a couple of years back and providing further clarity to interpreting ICMJ Criterion 1. This is the first time, actually, where a group of expert publication professionals have specifically parsed out ICMJ Criterion 1, because the ICMJ criteria, while they provide overarching recommendations, there was still a lack of clarity around how to interpret Criterion 1. So in this regard, I would say the ISMAP authorship recommendations, they include definitions of substantial contributions, and they are actually intended to support both publication and authoring teams in early and transparent identification and documentation of contributions.
Before we move on to Jenny, could you just say a couple of words about what the authorship algorithm is?
The authorship algorithm essentially refers to a weighting scale or a weighting system where we start looking at potential contributors and their contributions to the study or research as it may be applicable, and provide percentage and scores and in terms of weighting relative to their contribution to that particular study. And we pull that through to the publication development. And at the time when we are ready to submit the publication, we take a step back and we look at it to see, let's say if we have 12 authors on a given publication, how do these 12 authors, how have they contributed to ICMJ Criterion 1 and then subsequently Criteria 2, 3, and 4? How does each author's contribution weigh relative to the other author's contribution? So this actually provides a nice way of looking at the percentages of contributions on a weighting scale, which then helps the authors and the authoring teams define appropriate ways to establish the authorship byline.
I agree absolutely with Mira that assessing author contribution and identifying authors remains the biggest challenge. I was very interested to see a recent paper in the journal Cytometrics by Jacob Kittel and Keislich, which said that the mean number of authors from the year 2000 to 2020 has been increasing in biomedical papers. It's only increased by a mean of 2 for papers overall, but for clinical trial papers, it's increased by almost 6 authors. And I'm definitely seeing that in my own work, that people are wanting to add more and more authors. I think the recent changes to the ICMJE criteria, where authors are only required to review rather than to have intellectual contributions, may also make this balloon even more, because in the past, when clients have wanted to have a large number of authors, I've been able to say, well, how can this many people have an intellectual contribution? But it's possible for an extremely large number to review a paper.
Could you please just kind of review quickly the ICMJE criterion number 2 change?
In the past, authors were required to have intellectual contribution to the manuscript, which I always interpreted as they had to say something more than "this looks good." There had to be some comments on the content, some improvement made to the manuscript. But now that the requirement is that they review the paper, I think the comment, "I've reviewed this and this looks good," it's not what I would like to see from an author's contribution, but I think it does check the box as far as the ICMJE.
Thank you for that clarification.
Lisa, just to add to what we mentioned earlier with regards to the algorithm, I think the core goal of the algorithm is essentially to help document and rank contributions in the authorship byline.
And that algorithm, I believe, is available at the International Society for Medical Publications Professionals websites. Thank you very much for this discussion on authorship. I'm really interested to hear more about what the DIA community thinks, particularly about the 2 questions that were raised here, which were about intellectual contribution, and then thinking about the distinction between reviewing a document critically or actually making contributions to writing the document. Thank you so much for joining us today. For DIA, I am Lisa DiTora.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org. Join us as we celebrate 6 decades of impact in 2024.